Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' teachings on love, specifically his call to love our enemies and pray for our persecutors, emphasizing that God's love empowers us to do so. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 44. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 44.
Jesus asked us to do something truly remarkable. He said, love your enemies. Now, that's not an easy thing to do. It goes against our natural instincts. Hating our enemies comes so effortlessly to us. It's almost second nature. But here's the thing. Love is what truly matters. Let me explain. Think about it this way. God's love brought us salvation. It wasn't because we loved God first, but because he loved us unconditionally. He loved us despite our brokenness and flaws. So if God can love us like that, shouldn't we try to imitate his love? When Jesus tells us to love our enemies, he isn't implying that we should agree with everything they do or condone their actions. No, what he's asking of us is to look beyond their faults and see them through the lens of love. He wants us to reflect his goodness and show them mercy, just as he has shown mercy to us. But let's be honest with ourselves. Loving our enemies is easier said than done. It requires us to dig deep within ourselves and find the strength to forgive, let go of resentment, and release any bitterness we may hold towards them. It means praying for those who persecute us, asking God to bless them and keep them safe. So can we truly love our enemies? It's a challenging question, and the answer may not come easily. However, when we align our hearts with God's love, incredible things can happen. He empowers us to love even in the most difficult situations. Now let's address something important. Loving your enemies doesn't mean you have to be a doormat or tolerate their harmful actions. Boundaries are essential, but let's strive to respond with love, grace, and compassion whenever possible. It's not about becoming a pushover, it's about showing kindness and responding with the love of Christ. Ultimately, the task of judging others should be left to God, for he alone knows people's hearts. So as we go about our day, let's remember Jesus' challenging words to love our enemies. Let's strive to be vessels of his love and extend grace to those who may not seem deserving of it. And throughout it all, let's trust that God's love is powerful enough to change even the hardest of hearts. In conclusion, loving our enemies may seem like an impossible task, but with God's love, we have the ability to do so. It's not about agreeing with everything our enemies do or tolerating their harmful actions. Instead, it's about looking beyond their faults and seeing them through the lens of love. It's about reflecting God's goodness and showing mercy, just as he has shown mercy to us. Yes, it's a challenging and sometimes painful journey, but when we align our hearts with God's love, anything is possible. So let's strive to respond with love, grace, and compassion whenever possible, while trusting in God's power to transform even the hardest of hearts.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, in the face of your profound command to love our enemies, we humbly come before you, acknowledging the difficulty of this task. Our natural inclination is to harbor resentment and animosity towards those who oppose us, but you call us to a higher standard of love and mercy. Help us, Lord, to emulate your example of unconditional love. Just as you loved us despite our flaws and shortcomings, empower us to extend that same love to our enemies. Grant us the strength to forgive, to let go of bitterness, and to pray for those who persecute us. As we navigate the challenges of loving our enemies, may your love be our guide and our source of strength. Help us to see beyond their faults and to recognize the inherent dignity and worth that you have bestowed upon them. Grant us the wisdom to set healthy boundaries while still responding with love, grace, and compassion. May our actions reflect your goodness and mercy, even in the face of adversity. We trust in your power to transform hearts and to bring about reconciliation and healing. Give us the courage to walk in your footsteps, loving our enemies as you have loved us. In your holy name we pray, amen. May the blessings of love, grace, and compassion be upon you as you journey forth in obedience to Christ's command to love your enemies. May his unwavering love and strength empower you to forgive, let go of bitterness, and pray for those who oppose you. May you find wisdom in setting healthy boundaries while still reflecting the goodness and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. May his love be your guiding light, leading you to see beyond faults, and recognizing the inherent dignity of all individuals. As you walk in faith, may you trust in the transformative power of God to bring about reconciliation and healing in every situation. May you be a beacon of Christ's love, shining brightly even in the face of adversity. Friends, go forth with courage, knowing that you are upheld by the love and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.